Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Come on, give it to me. W4WOZ.
Radio, that's yours. Or Dorothy's 1.
Me like you overdriving your mic just a little bit.
All right, roger that. I'll see if I can get that straightened out.
No problem out here. Good signal. Good audio. It's just fuzzy.
Come on, 1 second, Rod.
You might need a WAZ modulator.
KO4NUE, how's that, Rod? Is that any better?
Something an invention. Everybody don't have one.
Dropped it down by 25%. Is that any better?
And more.
4NUE testing mic gain at 34%, over.
Much better. You sound like Chaz, huh?
Rod, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Problem, don't turn no more knobs ever again. W4WOZ.
This is KO4NUE. Can I have another radio check? Any station, over.
Are you running up a bill? W4WOA. Fine. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
QCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP.
Kate RON, over.
RON, this is KO4RYP. Go ahead.
This is for Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Over.
Station.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. This is WD8RON. Over.
KO4HKX. Patrick Head.
WD8RON. A message follows. 2 Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. From Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Number 1, WD8RON, time 0042 Zulu 2022, groups 9, break. School. That figures 7100 before I did. Break, over.
Copy it. Copy that.
ON, this is KO4RYP. Does that conclude your traffic? Nothing heard. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP.
This is WD8RON, over.
WD8RON, this is KO4RYP. Go ahead. RON, would you like me to go ahead and check you in, sir?
WD8RON, please do. That concludes my traffic. I'm getting a lot of static on the repeater. Over.
Can I have a radio check, please? KO4RYP.
W4FC, Amanda, you're full quieting. Very strong here in Trevor's Rest. I don't know if I missed pre-net or not. I'm a little late coming in here, so hopefully not. W4FCM, full quieting. Anna, sounds good.
It works.
For RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, thank you very much for the radio check. I appreciate it. And WDARON, thank you for your traffic. I appreciate that. And have you checked in tonight, sir? All right, I have one announcement tonight before I open it up for any other announcements. In honor of Ray Allison, K4 for Amateur Radio, and in memory of all the operators that have become silent keys this year, we are trying to get 100 check-ins on Monday night in the month of July. Please spread the word to all your friends and fellow operators to check into this net on Monday nights during the month of July and help us get to 100 check-ins. Additional announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-net feature on the website. Now I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Mr. Don, in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, in Piedmont. K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, in Anderson. KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel, in Woodruff. KC4W, Mr. Bill, in Anderson. KW4TS, Mr. Jim, in Pelzer. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, in Easley. KN4MDA, Mr. John, in Lyman. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, in Greenville. We appreciate all who use the pre-net feature on the website. Thank you for checking in. 4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to go ahead and check in my husband, KO4NUE. His name is Chad. He is with me tonight in Campobello. Next, we will move to Evans. We have quite a few EchoLink stations tonight. So EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landon via Echo Link. Bakersville, in and out.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steven Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in tonight. Everybody have a nice evening.
RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John, in Brown Summit. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. John, and I'll be back to you for comments later on. And I'd also like to welcome KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, in Dacusville. Thank you for checking in via EchoLink tonight, Mr. Landon. Hope you have a great evening. And KN4VWA, my neighbor, Mr. Steve, over there in Inman. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Steve. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in via EchoLink, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
In Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, but I did want to KN4RJN know to turn on his chocolate sensors. The homemade chocolate birthday cake is in the oven, and the devil's food frosting I will be working on it during the net. And it was a real frog strangler out there today in Simpsonville, and I have sad news that frogs really can die from drowning. So anyway, thanks for indulging my fun.
4RYP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and yes, Wendy, frogs can strangle. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Cool. please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. And the frog said the water was knee deep.
KO4 RYB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I would like to welcome my good friend Miss Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Wendy. And we did not have a frog strangler out here. I heard a lot of thunder and thought we might have one, but all the frogs are still alive up in Campobello. So I'd also like to welcome Mr. Mark, who comes along with Miss Wendy, W2MJB. I hope you all both are doing well. Thanks for checking in tonight. And next on my list, Mr. Harry in Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Harry, and reporting on your frogs and their survival of the frog strangler up your way. And Mr. Nelson en route from Greenville to Spartanburg, KO4GUN, also commenting on our frogs tonight. You be careful out there, Mr. Nelson, and thanks for checking in and bringing us a good laugh. We do appreciate it. All right, any additional stations, Echo 3 Hotel, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Anna.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, I apologize. I should have asked you if you wanted to check in when you took your traffic earlier, so I do apologize. But thank you for sticking around and checking in with me, even though I missed that earlier. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Not windy, goodness. Anna, please tell Chad to say hello. Hope y'all are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, ZN in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Chad are well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, KKFO. Mr. James, and this coming weekend, I get to come up your way and visit my most favorite place on all this earth in Zirconia, North Carolina. So I am super excited to be up your way. And next on my list, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid and Fletcher, W4IOE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Sid. You sound great as usual. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Mr. Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ, who brings along his wife, Miss Donna, also from Greer, KC4MFK. Larry, it's always good to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by, and please tell Miss Donna I said hello. All right, we're going to pause for just a second and go to EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll come back to EchoLink, see if that last station wants to check in. Don't forget when you do have the option on EchoLink to check in via text message, so feel free to do that if you don't have any audio. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa, M through P. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
Please check in. You look for
Lorena, KK4ONO, and Piedmont. Oh, Miss Lorena, it is so great to hear you check in again. We have all been praying for you and thinking about you. So thank you so much for checking in and bringing along with you Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and your daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. You are sounding great, and we are super excited to have you checking in with us again. So thank you for stopping by. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt and Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt, you're sounding good. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. And Mr. Fred in Piedmont, KO4NNH, and by telephone relay, KI4MRA. Also, Fred over the pond in Europe. Mr. Fred, thanks for checking in and relaying the other Fred in tonight. I hope you all are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Mike through Pawpaw, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar
4. 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Last call on station, you dropped out after the first three letters of your call. Please recheck with me. Nothing heard. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. And KO4QLG, this is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I won't be negative, negative.
KO4. Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY, this is Daniel and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Delta 4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Chris. Always good to hear you. And my good friend, Mr. Daniel over in Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Daniel. I appreciate it. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to go to Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome via Echo Link text, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Mr. Lloyd, I thought that was you trying to check in a minute ago. Your battery must have dropped. So thanks for jumping on Echo Link and getting checked in. You please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. 204Z, Alpha Whiskey, K4CAW. This is Amos, Alpha Mike, Officer Sierra, I'm mobile, and Southern Grayvale County. Be negative, negative this evening, 73 to everyone on the net.
Bro. K4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu, W4WOZ. My name's Rod, we're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Amos in Southern Greenville County, K4ZAW. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, sir. It's good to hear you. And Mr. Rod from the Land of Waz, W4WOZ. Mr. Rod, you be sure to send Chad a bill for all those radio checks he had you do tonight. I appreciate you checking in. Hope you have a great evening. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, our patient group tonight. Any stations A through D wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and really good to hear Lorena back on there. That's been a long time. Good to hear her checking in.
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4RYP. Santa, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Kingston Seneca, negative and negative.
4YP. Santa, Mr. Chad in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And KI4DGY, that's our son, Anthony, via telephone relay. Just be in and out tonight, Miss Anna. Good evening to you, Mr. Chad, and all on the net. And sounding good, Giggles.
OYP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Papa Whiskey. Name is Joseph. I'll be negative and negative.
For RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KO4EPW, Mr. Joseph, can you give me your location, please?
I am at a Camp Old Indian. It's a Boy Scout summer camp. Looks like about 24 miles. And just sitting here, I was standing and heard the call in. Thought I'd call in. Kiwas 4, I come up with you.
Appreciate you checking in tonight. Thank you so much. All right, I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Always good to hear you. And Dave, I agree. It is so good to hear Miss Lorena checking in again. Next on my list, I'd like to welcome Mr. Bob from Gray Court, KC2DQV. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Bob. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. And my good friend, Mr. Gary, over in Easley, KI4DOS, who brings along my kindred spirit, K3JOY, Miss Joy, and by telephone relay, KI4DGY, Mr. Anthony. Thanks for checking the whole gang in tonight, Mr. Gary. I appreciate it. And please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH. You're sounding good as usual, Mr. Kurt. Hope you are well. And Mr. Joseph from over in Camp Old Indian, KO4EPW. We're super excited that you stopped. You randomly stumbled upon us and stopped to check in. We run this net every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller every night. So it's good to hear you check in. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, 4 Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU. Anna, please check me in and out.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Allen, Alex, up there in Lynn, North Carolina, W4JHU. Mr. Alex, good to hear you, and you are my number 50 on the log tonight. So check in on Wednesday night with Gary, and he'll take care of that door prize. It's good to hear you tonight, Alex. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu, any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Net control, please check in. KK4HXP, Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
RYP, please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG
KK4MC, Mountain Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 73, you and all the net.
YP. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4RYP Net Control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4HXB, Mr. Earl, at Traveler's Rest. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you are having a great evening. Next is our Thursday night net controller, Mr. Matt, in Western Greenville County, WG4MC. Always good to hear you checking in, Matt. You take care tonight. And Mr. Tommy, over there in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. All right, one more call for stations Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP.
I'm making the net. Hope I'm making the repeater. Please check in. Kilo, India, 4. Kilo, Charlie, X-ray. KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Great Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well.
For RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry over in Gray Court, KI4KCX. You made it in tonight to the repeater. Mr. Jerry, I appreciate that. Hope you are doing well and hope you have a great evening. All right. At this time, I will now secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. All right, Mr. John, KN4RJN up in Brown Summit. How are things going, and did you get Miss Wendy's message to you? Because if you didn't, I'm not going to tell you what it says. I'm just going to go to her house and get the said item that if you don't know about it, I'm not telling.
This is KN4RJN. I got a message from her that she had a frog strangler. I suggested mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for the frogs, and also told her to get her mask, snorkel, and fins on, and you know, get ready to deal with it. We got a little bit of rain up this way, but not the the frogs are all safe, as far as I can tell. I still hear them out there. So if that's what you're talking about, yes, and if not, then I have no idea.
Mention of some chocolate cake. That's all I'm going to say, but she did make mention of some chocolate cake.
This is KN4RJN. Roger, I caught that. My my chocolate sensors were down. I did not pick up on that. But as soon as we get off the net, you know, if she's listening, I'll be in the car. I'll be headed down. So go ahead and cut a piece and put it on a plate, and I'll be right there in about 4 hours. But yeah, okay. But anyway, nothing else. We did, like I said, we did get a little bit of rain up here, and the only thing that did is jack the humidity up to about 70-80%. It's still, it's not hot out. Obviously, the sun's gone down, but it's still pretty warm outside.
For RYP, we didn't have any rain. Well, I take that back. We had, I think it sprinkled a little bit in the front yard, but nothing in the backyard where the garden is. So that was a little bit frustrating, and not the frog strangler that Wendy had over there in Simpsonville, that's for sure. But I agree with you. It's been incredibly sticky today, although I was sitting on the porch for a little bit this afternoon, and I felt like I was feeling the humidity go away. But I'm sure it's kicking back up now because I'm hearing some thunder rumbling outside, so maybe we will end up with a frog strangler after all. I'll have to go tell all the frogs to get their snorkels and fins and move to higher ground.
This is KN4RGN. Roger that. yeah, we, well, Lord knows we needed it up here. The grass was starting to turn pretty brown. My neighbor is very particular about his grass and does a lot to try and keep it looking nice and lush and green, and even his was starting to turn brown, which I'm sure did not did not please him at all. But yeah, we did get a little bit, not as much as probably we needed, but there are places up here that that got quite the gully washer, so I'm glad they got a little bit of rain down there in Simpsonville. Hopefully they didn't wash too many things away.
For RYP, my sister was out our way this weekend helping my mom, and she said that her grass is crunchy, so they really need some rain. She lives over in downtown Greenville, so I know. I think any rain that's come through has just been so spotty. We're not getting a good soaking like we need. On a bright note, though, we have been watering the garden, and Chad pulled our first two tomatoes that had just begun to turn red tonight. So that was a really, really exciting thing, because we've been waiting anxiously for the tomatoes to ripen. We've been eating a lot of fried green tomatoes while we were waiting, but we are super excited that they're starting to come in, although this does mean I've got to get my canning stuff out, because you know, once those tomatoes start, there's no stopping them, and you either put them up or you lose them.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I never had too much luck with tomatoes. I tried it once when we were stationed at White Sands, and trying to grow tomatoes in the desert is a losing proposition, I found out, and after that, I never really had a chance to, you know, where we were living, never really had a chance to try and grow any. I haven't tried anything here. We've got a couple of fruit trees in the back. We've got an apple tree and a peach tree. And that late frost we got back in March or April, whenever it was, the peach tree was starting to bloom. And, of course, that frost killed it off, so I've got nothing there. There's a few pieces of fruit, and they're covered with these little black beetles, so they got to it before I did. And the apple tree's got some little bitty apples on it, and they're starting to turn red on.
Yeah, those late frosts will just ruin a peach crop in a skinny minute. That's for sure. Anytime we have a late frost around here, I think that's the first thing that goes through everybody's mind is, oh my word, did it get all the peaches? And they're definitely, I know. Some of the freestones around here have been affected by a late frost that we had, too. So our apple tree is not doing very well, though, John, so I'm envious of yours. It's just dying. I don't know what else to say. It's got yucky-colored leaves, and all the branches are looking old and decrepit, and I'm not sure what happened, but I think we're just going to have to chop it down and start all over again.
It is KN4RJ. Yeah, well, my apple tree isn't, you know, the apples are smaller than a golf ball. they're pretty tiny. But they are starting to ripen. And same about yours, yeah. If it's not producing fruit and the leaves don't look right, it's probably on its way out of this world. So, yeah, chop it down, make some firewood, and plant another one.
I have two cherry trees, too, in the back of the yard, and we have gotten some bumper crops of cherries for a couple of seasons, but the birds this year just were relentless, and I don't think we got not one cherry off both of those trees, so we have not had good luck there either. And then our cucumber plants, the deer ate them, so the wildlife out here are against us for growing things.
This is KN4RJ. Oh, they're not against you. They're real glad you're growing stuff. I'm sure. I've been thinking about putting some blueberry bushes in the backyard, because I really like blueberries. And we had some when we lived in Clemson, and they were very, very tall. And my daughter used to go out and pick them and bag them and freeze them. And she had an arrangement with the birds. She couldn't reach that high on the bush anyway, so the birds got all the ones up at the top, and she got the ones at the bottom. So maybe you need to start work out some kind of arrangement with your wildlife there.
I have to try that next year, see if I can become a bird and a deer whisperer so that they won't come and eat. Or maybe just let them have the one cherries on the top of the tree, and we'll have all the rest. I'm not sure about the deer and the cucumber plants. I think we're going to have to probably fence our garden. But apparently deer don't like tomato plants, which I'm really glad. That's my one big garden thing. Like, I just crave good, fresh tomatoes all year long. So I can deal with all the other crops not doing too well in the garden, but not the tomatoes. I would have to definitely do some fencing if the deer went after those, for sure. KN4RYP.
This is KN4RYP. No, it isn't. This is CAN4RJN. I'm totally confused about who I am. But anyway, yeah, you just, well, just fence off portion of your garden. Let the deer have, you know, some of the cucumbers, and, you know, put a little sign out there, these are for you, and then put a fence around the ones that you want to keep. How you're going to work that out with the birds on the cherry tree, I'm not sure, but, you know, just talk to them, and they're usually reasonable.
For sure. Mr. John, do we have anything in the night sky coming up in the next little bit that we need to be aware of?
It is CAN4RJN. The only thing coming up is Wednesday will be the new moon, so there'll be, you know, virtually no moon at all. And if the skies are clear, you should be able to get a wonderful view of the sky. The moon won't be washing anything out. There is a small meteor shower called the Scutids, the June Scutids, which winds up in the constellation of Scutum, and you can look that up on your on your stellarium. But it's a relatively minor one. It's like one or two or three an hour. You know, you have to be out there for a while. So it's not anything to write home about. Whoops, wrong mouse. Let me get over here and get on this one. The Ophiuchids are, you get a few out of that every once in a while. That's in the constellation Ophiuchus, which is just to a little bit to the south of the June Scutids, which right now are, you know, in the eastern sky and low, which I can't see because of tree cover. But there are, you know, a number of deep sky objects going on. If you can get a good look at the east and southeastern sky with a telescope, there are a number of deep sky objects. False Comet Nebula, Ptolemy's Cluster, Great Sagittarius, Herschel, the Duck Cluster, and the Eagle Nebula, and a number of things out there that the Great Crab Globular Cluster. Say that three times fast. And if you've got a powerful enough scope and a standard backyard telescope, you might be able to see that. But the Milky Way is running right through all of that, which is why you've got so many things to look at. And if you've got a good clear sky and a good shot at that section of sky without any moon washing it out, and you got clear skies, you ought to be able to see quite a bit.
This is KO4RYP. Well, maybe I can convince Chad to try again with our scope and take it in a better area so we can try to get that thing calibrated so maybe we can see some of that. But I might try to go out and watch for some meteors. But that's a big might. You know, if it's only going to be a couple an hour, I'm not so sure waking up in the middle of the night for that is going to be worth it. But maybe.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if if you just go out in the lawn chair, if you, you know, just want to watch the stars, every once in a while you'll see a meteorite or a satellite go by. Satellites are at least, you know, a little slower. You can watch those for a while. I've got nothing going on right now that I can see traveling through, but I'm sure there's enough pieces of space junk and rocket bodies and communication satellites and stuff that every once in a while you'll catch one going over. So, you know, yeah, the sitting around waiting for a 1 or 2 hour meteor shower is not fun unless you just enjoy looking out at the stars and take a set of binoculars out and just kind of scan the sky. You can find quite a few things.
For that, I'll have to do that on our next clear night when there's no threat of a frog strangler coming through.
This is KN4RJN. Yep, Roger. I'm gonna have to get down that way here at some point in time and try and help Chad out with his scope. Let's see if we can get that thing working for you. But yeah, so that's about all I have, and I'll back on out of here and let somebody else take it. You all have a good evening. Say hi to Chad for me, and this is CAN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thank you so much, John, for sticking around and chatting with me for a little while. I always enjoy our conversation. So hope you have a great rest of your evening. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in? If so, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. And also, don't forget that every Monday night in the month of July, we are trying to get 100 check-ins to honor the stations that have become silent keys over the past year. So make sure that you check in with us every Monday night and tell all your friends and fellow operators to do the same. Tomorrow night, my husband Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards. So bring all your ham radio questions and comments and concerns, and he will address those tomorrow night. At this time, I'll pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 773s and good night.